Flapperinos, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode. All gas, no trash. My name's Josh, here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, greetings, hello.
And today we're going to listen to some new songs, as I'm sure you're aware. But before we get into that, we have to have the obligatory No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine.
Yep.
Where we don't curse so that we can deceive ourselves into believing that we're actually doing something to help out the algorithm.
Yes, and for future episodes for the month of June, we're going to be doing Pixel Grip's new album, Jelly Haha, and the Buko Boys when they release their albums in the future.
Oh, man. So much stuff happening in the month of June. Anyways, all right, the No Curse Minute is over. Let the fuck words fly.
Fuck. we curse way too much.
Yeah, we do, but whatever.
What are you gonna do?
It's part of our charm, all right?
I don't know if it's charm.
Hey, shut the fuck up, all right? You'll tell me what's charm and what's not charm,
all right? It's the Kvorka.
Yeah, anyways. So, 12-Gauge Trixie, you said that there... Now, we did talk about 12-Gauge Trixie in a previous episode, and we actually had, you know, the lead singer comment on one of our videos.
Yeah.
Which was cool. I mean, that was cool. That was pretty nice. That was spectacular, I would say.
Yes, she commented on our video that we posted about her and the band itself possibly being signed to the person that signed Guns N' Roses to Geffen Records, the A&R person that is probably long been retired for a hot minute.
Yeah,
may come out of retirement. And we're making this episode because part of the comment was a recommendation by the vocalist Violet. If I'm not mistaken, is her name. She recommended that we check out her latest two singles. I had a critique that I didn't particularly enjoy the drums. And she said that their recordings are much better. Now.
Moment of truth, I guess, right?
So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the two singles that they just released no more than a couple weeks ago. One of them is called Creature, so we're going to listen to them in order. We're going to listen to Creature and then Down at the Bottom. So we'll check out Creature first, and then Down at the Bottom. And
so, all right, so you have any lore or anything to drop or anything like that?
No, we kind of already gave the lore.
I'm just making sure, all right? Jesus Christ, I don't want to get into it. Like, so tell everybody to fire up their fucking phonographs and shit.
I mean, I think at some point I'm going to have to see 12-Gauge Trixie live. I'm not ready for that yet.
Well, I'm going to have to go with you to make sure you don't get your ass whooped. So.
I'm not ready, man. When it came to Nice, I knew it was coming, and it came all over my face, like literally.
Oh, just fucking buckets. it was the white
boot
rain.
Boot to the face.
The white rain of 1,000 loads upon your face.
I took a boot to the face. Now I'm not sure what's going to happen with this 12-Gauge Trixie show, whether I'm going to get like fist kisses. Because it's youngsters and shit.
Yeah, you're going to get fist kisses.
Old man abuse.
Fist kisses from new dad.
I'm going to have to call that hotline for elderly abuse.
Oh, like, shit, that's true, yeah. And just be like, oh, 12-Gauge Trixie is abusing the elderly at their shows?
Yeah. So let's go ahead and listen to Creature.
All right, so as per usual, if this is your first time listening, then you should fire up your Apple Musics, your record players, your fucking Napsters, your LimeWires, whatever it is that you use to listen to music on.
Or download it from online.com.
That's true. Also, don't use... Well, I don't know why people are still using Pandora, but whatever. I mean, if you use Pandora, go ahead. And check out 12-Gauge Trixie, Creature. Here we go. All right, that was Creature by 12-Gauge Trixie. What'd you think about that?
That was a really enjoyable track.
I agree.
I thought the I enjoyed the chunky guitar riffs and the that whoever the guitar player is fucking amazing, and those finger sweeps, like the
man,
like she was sick. I have one critique, and they're like minor nitpicks, but if it's just par for the course of the genre, then maybe it doesn't really ultimately matter, but. The last 30 seconds, I'm not buying it. Like, I think you could have clipped it after 4 minutes and that would have been fine, because it did get a little bit excessive towards the end, but it wrapped up just as I was starting to my opinion of it started to deteriorate before I even got to that point, rather. Also, I still don't like the way the drums sound. I don't know what it is. It sounds like it's in a... I will say the song in its entirety, the entire production, like the quality of like the lyrics, or rather the
vocals.
The vocals, the everything else is fine with the exception of the drum kit. And I think what I need out of it is I need more something akin to like an arena effect. Like I need the percussion to make it sound like it's filling an entire like auditorium or some shit. Like it sounds compressed and closed off or closed in, insulated, I guess you could say. I need it to be bigger than that. And maybe I'm off about that, but I feel like that's where I'm at with the drum kit. And I'm gonna use this opportunity to shill the Riff Audio guy, Raul. If this band ends up listening to this episode, I don't know. Like, you guys are obviously in control of what you guys can do as far as recording and making songs and stuff. But I don't know, man. The drum kit isn't where I want it to be. But if there's like possibly people you want to check out Joshua Franks, the mixer. I think that might be his tag. It's Joshua Franks Music or something. He's worked with a band called French Mouth, whose drum kit I really liked, like how he tracked that. And then there's obviously Raul from Riff Audio. One of those two guys, if you guys end up taking a chance on somebody else doing the mixing, go with one of those two people, because I don't know. The drums aren't working for me right now.
I enjoyed that. I love that track. All right, now I just want to clear. I want to say something. Okay, what I'm going to say, I mean, probably is going to be controversial for many reasons. Okay, but I just want to put the disclaimer. Like, yes, you know, these are all just jokes or whatever. Ha ha. Blah blah blah. And before you make accusations, yes, I am in fact a psychopath. Okay, so this is excellent music to commit fucking war crimes to. Like, dude, I literally, the whole time I'm sitting there, I just imagine myself, I'm in some shitty jungle country or like some shitty desert country, and I'm literally just like, I've come upon a village and me and the boys are like, nah, they killed one of our guys. That's it. We're just gonna level this fucking village, and we just fucking pull out our machine guns and just fucking unload and just commit heinous war crimes against the indigenous population of some shitty country that we're in. And this shit's just blaring in the background. Like there's an A-10 flying over that just brrr and just fucking lights up a whole row of huts and just fucking takes everybody out. Oh man.
Yeah, it's like a modern day, like you're riding in a tank, and it in the case that it might have been Flight of the Valkyries or something.
Yes.
It's like a contemporary
yes.
version of that.
Yes, with, it's with like from fucking it's Apocalypse Now, but in the modern era.
Yeah.
And this is the song instead of Flight of the Valkyries that we're playing on the helicopters as we're coming in to just butt fuck this entire village of civilians that has there's no military value whatsoever. We're just trying to get payback for our boys getting fucking caught up in some IEDs or some traps. And we're just gonna wipe out this village from the fucking face of the earth. That's fucking awesome,
man.
Ah,
even now I'm like thinking about the opening part of the song when it's like,
like at the beginning when that rocket, like when that rocket's going, it's like, yeah. Oh shit, man,
we have liftoff.
Like, oh, it's like we're about to go to the moon and we're gonna kill all the aliens that live there. We're gonna kill the alien scum that was not made in the holy God's image, all right, like us, like man, okay, we are gonna kill all things that are unclean, and that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's a
space war crimes, man.
And in spite of like the nitpicks that I have, I do think it's an exceptional song. It's one of the better tracks from 12 Gauge Trixie, and yeah, they've come pretty far from their first couple of singles. This is a drastic improvement, and see, like. This is what I'm looking from. This is what I'm looking for from Clarion, where they're continuing to improve and find new levels of.
Yeah, that's what Clarion's missing. More war crime vibes. Like that's what they need. That shit. I think you're onto something. All right. I know that Clarion's not gonna listen to this, but man, they need more fucking war crime vibes, dude. That's what they need.
No, I just mean...
No, you're wrong. I don't care what you're saying.
They're
too soft.
I mean, what I was saying is that I need to feel like a band is improving in some way. And clearly, 12-gauge Trixie has stepped up their shit in terms of the production of their music.
Oh, yeah. And, this is good shit. This is good shit, man.
Yeah, this is one of their better songs. And it's a new one.
Yeah.
And... That's a good thing to know. Like when a band is, you know, starting to get their reps in and start to build their catalog, you never want to believe that your best songs were in the earliest part of your catalog. I want to believe that bands should feel like every song that they release that's new is their best shit ever.
Like, you know in Mad Max when they have, like, that Doof Warrior and he's, like, fucking playing that guitar?
Oh, right. Driving through. Yeah.
Like, I want, when I become a warlord, like, I want 12-gauge Trixie to be riding in the fucking thing with all the speakers just fucking playing that live and just shooting fire out of the tips of their guitars and shit. Like, and then, what's her name? Violet?
Yeah.
She'll be just, like, standing in the front just fucking just shooting fireballs out of a microphone or something. Like, man, that's going to be sweet as hell. I can't wait to become a warlord, everybody. That's going to be so great. what's the next song?
Yeah, let's look at the next track because I already forgot what the
name was. I don't remember. That one was so good. I don't even know, man.
What was the time for this?
11:50.
Yeah, so we're going to look at the next track, which is the final one from the double single release from 12-gauge Trixie, which is called Down at the Bottom.
Down at the Bottom. Here we go. Down at the Bottom by 12-gauge Trixie.
Jover.
All right, that was Down Here at the Bottom. God damn, that song fucks, dude. Like, she is so good, man.
Yeah, she is really
good. She is fucking awesome. Yeah. Like, Violet, if you're listening to this, just fucking keep doing what you're doing. To continue my warlord fantasy, this is the song that's playing when I'm doing the montage of executing people, like, for fucking treason or desertion or, like, fucking just general tomfoolery or whatever reasons we're executing people in the warlord scenario.
Or if you don't want to hurt other human beings, it could be the soundtrack for, like, a Doom soundtrack.
Okay, yeah, that's demons or whatever. Yeah. You don't want to hurt other human beings. Oh, yeah, if you're a bitch, you don't want to kill people. Like, sure, I guess. Okay, here's a better one. That's when we've rounded up the aliens that we've taken as POWs, and we're just executing them because we don't take prisoners, all right? Like, that's the song that's playing as we're culling the Xenos filth from the fucking planet Earth. That's the fucking song that's playing, man. That shit is awesome. There's just nothing more to say. I think that shit speaks for itself. If you like...
That's that lead guitarist is, I don't know what his name is, but he's really good.
He's fucking Shredder. That's what his fucking name is.
Dude, he kind of looks like fucking Slash too, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's
he's
even got better,
like,
man.
He's got like a drape, black hair. Oh, with yeah. Like, yeah. And I just had to quickly mention from the previous track, Creature. I don't know why, but that track, and it's mainly because of Violet's vocals, like the... they're not mumbly, but like the way in which she delivers them kind of reminds me of the way Axl Rose does it in Mr. Brownstone from Appetite for Destruction. And this track, another banger, dude. Like, sign me up for a fucking debut album from 12-gauge Trixie, because I think we're witnessing the rebirth of like fucking classic rock or glam rock or whatever you want to call it. They're capable of deprogramming kids into listening to 4, 5, 6 minute tracks. They're going to save us from TikTok ADHD, dude.
Save us, dot 12-gauge Trixie. yeah, man. That shit fucks, man. I can't wait to listen to more of this. Like, I can't wait for more shit to come out.
Yeah, this is... I hope there's more on the way.
I do too.
Yeah.
I would love to listen to it before it comes out. That would be great if we could maybe, you know, get access to that.
Yeah.
Now, granted, if you play back this episode, you'll probably understand the reason why we were problematic and no one fucking does that or no one wants to like deal with us is because of me and I'm crazy. But, you know, and I say crazy, ridiculous shit. But hey, that's like half the reason why assholes listen. So
that's true.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, I can't explain it, but...
yeah, that would be awesome if we could fucking get some advanced copies.
Yeah, I mean, keep the music coming.
Yeah,
hopefully, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but don't let those two tracks be featured on the album, because I don't want to hear
These two tracks you put out, don't put them on your album. Well, I don't want to hear them again. I don't want to hear them again. No,
I'm not. That's not the reason. The reason is if they deliver a debut album, that it better be 12 to 13 brand new tracks, because I just want brand new shit all together. But at the same token, I know they're gonna, you know, like every other band that's doing this because with digital streaming platforms, they're gonna be releasing singles. So it's like it's a stupid point that I made, because they're going to be releasing singles, so we're going to listen to them anyways, and we're going to listen to the album in its entirety, regardless of whether we listen to the singles or not. But anyways, yeah. Whenever you guys actually make a debut album, we will be over here sitting with our cheeks in the recliners, ready to have our asses blasted with tracks in the land from San Diego. We'll be
face down.
San Diego.
Face down, ass up, to receive an audio enema from 12 Gauge Trixie, all right? That's what we'll be doing when that album comes out.
The finest band from San Diego at this
point. Absolutely. From right here in Southern California. Well, no, we're not in San Diego, but, you know, Southern California, I guess.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, shit. Anyways.
Nick Foley.
Right. Yeah, fuck the Midwest. Anyways. all right. Well, thanks for listening. I guess we'll check you out on the next one, I guess. I don't know. Go fuck yourselves.